Okay, we are back. Jim Buckles is on the line with us today. He's been with us for years and years. He's an industry consultant. Jim, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today, Dave?
I can't complain. And, you know, I thought this was a good time to talk about allocating one's sales floor, which I suspect, and I don't know, I have to ask you, I suspect all retailers, I guess, go through some sort of process to decide what goes where on their sales floor. And I suspect, like everything else, some of it's sort of seat of the pants and some of it is sort of well-planned. What's your take on this whole topic?
Well, the thing is that it is very easy for the retailer to fall into the trap of what displays the individual vendors are trying to give us, or the something that happens to look good, or it comes with coupons, or whatever it is. When the reality of it is that we need to look at what products we actually sell, so that when the consumer walks into the showroom, they already have an idea. They're seeing what it is they're looking to buy.
Okay.
The grocery store model is not one that we want to follow as a flooring retailer. You know, the grocery stores put the milk and the bread in the far corners so that you're able to force to walk the store and they're hoping for the impulse buy.
Uh-huh.
You know, whereas what we are trying to do when they walk in is to know that we are a source for the type of flooring they're looking for. That falls into two categories when you're looking at it. The first thing everyone should be doing this time of year before market season is analyzing what did you sell this last year. Not only what did you sell in terms of product type, be it carpet, luxury vinyl plank, sheet vinyl, laminate, whatever it happens to be, to see what are you selling. But also even to drill down a little bit more into what products are selling. This will give you an idea of what your retail sales associates are showing and what people are actually buying. And from there, you can start looking at what percentage of my showroom floor is allocated to that by product type, as well as what products are big sellers with my clientele that I want to be sure they can see those styles.